Well, the Bendigo Art Gallery's been one of the businesses chosen to participate in the Victorian Government's Vaccinated Economy Trial, and the director, Jessica Bridgefoot, joins us to have a chat about it. Jessica, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I suppose a straightforward question, how did it go yesterday?
Look, it actually went very well. We had quite a few visitors, people arriving at 10 a.m. on the dot with their vaccination sort of passports in hand, I guess you could say, ready to go. Probably about maybe 10% of people who weren't prepared with the right paperwork or were unaware, but overall it was a really positive response and lots of positive comments from our visitors about, being kept safe and that they appreciated the new conditions. So, we're hoping for a good couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah. Those who perhaps weren't prepared, didn't know, whatever, feedback not too bad? You didn't, cop any abuse or anything?
I think our front of house team have been, working in this situation in some form or another for 18 months now with checking postcodes. If people are coming from hotspots, obviously they're not allowed into the gallery and things like that. So I think the public are, a little bit more adept now with checking conditions before you go anywhere. So we know in this COVID world now, if you're planning a trip, jump on the website, of the destination, check out the conditions. And I think people are kind of coming around to doing that and there's a bit more forward planning going in. So the ratio of people that were to wear was pretty small. That said, there were some people who went home, worked it out and then came back. Some people actually heading down to the Medicare office as well in Bendigo and the Medicare office were printing out their certificates for them and then they would come back with their certificate. So lots of different ways for working around the sort of technology, or if you're not completely tech savvy, there does seem to be a lot of support out there. And I know neighbourhood houses in Bendigo as well are jumping on board with helping people link the app and download the technology as well.
So if it went this well on the first day, you think it'll just be a thing of the future for the gallery?
I think it will. We're obviously involved in the trial, which is 2 weeks, but we will just be rolling this on from there in. So the idea of being fully vaccinated for access and having to prove your vaccination status will be mandated across our industry on October the 26th. So we're essentially preparing for what is going to be mandated and rolled out in the foreseeable future.
Oh, I didn't realise it was continuing. So that's the way, is it? This is it. So if you ever want to go to the gallery again, best work out your Service Victoria app, I reckon, by the sound of that.
Well, that's the easiest way to do it, because if you do have a smartphone and, you're across QR code checking in, you check in as you usually would, and the app recognises your status. So it's just you get a tick for checking in and then a tick for vaccinated. So it's pretty seamless if you can get it all to work and link in. And I know they have, the state governor have reported that hundreds of thousands of people have actually already been downloading and linking the app in the last 2 days. So there's obviously been a pretty proactive take up of it here in Victoria.
Yeah.
But there are other ways that you can prove your vaccination status, beyond the technology. So if you're not a smartphone carrier, you can bring in your certificate and, as long as you have your ID, a photo ID with you as well, you can gain access that way.
Terrific. Well, Steve and I did it together and only took us a little while. If two old codgers like us can do it, it can't be that hard anyway.
And you've got Brett Whiteley on at the moment, haven't you, Jessica? While we're talking about the technology, you've got Brett Whiteley on.
Yes, we do. So Brett Whiteley, that's showing until the end of October. And it's been a really popular show. I mean, it's a terrific show. There's over 110 drawings and some really significant paintings in the exhibition, including the famous Archibald winning painting, the big blue painting with the self-portrait. So that's in the show. We also have Sol Furion, which is a major survey of contemporary female artists of Islamic descent. And that features artists from you know, overseas and also Australian artists as well. So that's a major exhibition that we've curated. So we're pretty proud of that one, and it will be running over summer as well.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Jessica. Thanks for that.
Pleasure.
Jessica Bridgefoot from the Bendigo Art Gallery.